1240 AM WSBC. Welcome back, folks, to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour.
Yeah.
This show's presented to you. Yeah. This show's presented to you by the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub. There's one in Beverly, and there's one in Bridgeport here in Chicagoland. Finest. Finest tavern in town.
Just a comfy establishment.
Fox's Beverly Pizza. Best thin crust pizza. Pizza in Chicago.
Best thin crust pizza.
Best thin crust pizza in Chicago.
That's correct.
Flood Brothers Disposal.
Yep.
Best garbage management. Everything's the best.
Always the
best. It's always huge, great, best. Flood Brothers Disposal. They truly are the best refuse company in Chicago.
They are.
Guinness Irish Stout.
Yep.
Guinness is good for you. Have a pint of Guinness at the Cork and Kerry.
Absolutely.
And the International Association of Firefighters Local Union 2. The best firemen, the best in the world.
The bravest.
Yeah.
My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me as always to my left is my
What's
twin brother,
happening?
Billy.
How
Hi,
are
Billy.
You?
And
I'm doing
soon,
well.
And on his way, running a little behind tonight, the greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien.
And he's never late.
He is never late.
He's very punctual. All my life, O'Brien has been an incredibly punctual person, and I really admire him for that. Except for tonight, Clay.
Maybe he's busy.
Because I'm not a punctual person.
No, you've struggled. We've all struggled with punctuality.
And
that's why we're not as successful like, as we should be.
That's probably very true.
Mm-hmm.
And then tonight when I thought about it, Mike asked us, should we just start without him?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, maybe we should because I, you know.
Yeah, oh, this is because we've started, because when you've been late before, Clay and I started the show without you. So now this is your vindication.
Well, it's like walking into a crowded room and everyone stares at you. That's what it feels like when you come in late to the show.
It's what it's always. Oh, look at that. The bell in the studio just rang. He's here. He's on his way. We'll see what he has to say. Billy, you have a sty in your eye.
I do. It's like, it's painful, man.
It looks like it is.
Like, it's weird. I guess I get them like once every like,
You said you think you get them when you get stressed out.
Maybe, yeah. You know, like I just washed all my pillows and sheets the other day too, because I was like, maybe that had something to do with it. But I don't really like let that go long. But it, like,
right?
I don't know, man. Like this is, I had one like
you're breaking down.
My body is breaking down.
You're both breaking down.
Oh, there look who's here, Clay. Bill. Clay. Bill has a sty in his eye.
That's correct.
I'm a little bit worried about him.
Why? Right.
Well, it's just because the eye is a very delicate, you know, organ.
Yeah, I've had one of those. I had it on the upper.
I've had the upper.
Every time you blink, it like itches a little.
Of course.
Yeah, you gotta get the drops.
All right.
Go to the eye doctor. They give you drops. Put them in for 3 days.
I don't want to go to the eye doctor. Can I just call this guy and go, hey, I got a sty. Send me something.
Yeah, you know what he's gonna say? Come see me.
Of course. Yeah. I need to bill your insurance, sir.
You gotta make sure everything's good.
Bill, you can. There's telemedicine for that now. You ever see about this stuff?
No,
you
know, I can just
stuff?
Call.
You ever see about this stuff?
You ever see about this
telemedicine?
What is that?
It's like Zoom doctors.
No, that's no good.
My daddy's a Zoom doctor.
I'm sick of all this Zoom crap.
How'd you get all your money? My daddy's a Zoom doctor.
I'm sorry for my tardiness. I was watching Ken Burns' baseball.
That'll put you to bed.
Yeah.
Right to sleep.
Have a nice peanut butter cup while you watch baseball.
Hearing about how everyone hates Ty Cobb.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Well, you're in the beginning of it.
What a jerk guy was, you know? But they talked about fighting in the stands and people going crazy in like 1908, so nothing's really changed.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Bill, so you've washed your sheets. I'm interested in the sty.
Yeah.
They're amusing to me. I've never had one.
Oh.
It's like a pimple in your eyeball, right?
That's what it's like, sir.
It's a pimple on the inside of your eyelid.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're painful.
You're not washing your hands enough.
I am washing my hands enough. I don't know.
It's not pink eye, though, but it's in the same.
No, a sty is not contagious.
Oh, okay.
It's just a bacterial infection of the porous outer eyelid.
It's a clogged pore.
It's a clogged pore.
So what, when did you notice this?
Last Sunday, I woke up and I was like, what is this? And I was actually going out thrifting with a couple friends.
Who are these friends of yours?
My friend Karen and my friend Mike.
Karen and Mike?
That's right.
Thrifting with Karen and Mike.
We had a great time. I hope they're listening.
YouTube channel right away.
They love the show, so they're probably listening, yeah.
All right.
So you got the...
No, my friend... I told my friend Karen that I... And Mike, Because he's been over at my place a couple times, and I was
Did you wipe your eye with a thrift store handkerchief?
No, I noticed it before we had to go thrifty, and I was like, I don't know, my eye might be off. Ooh. I might buy something wrong.
Right.
Yeah, HDTV going thrifting for sure, man. I mean, we sat there. I did get some trinkets.
Thrifter Wars.
That's a note from Mike Sarkowski, our producer. Thank you, Mike. Yeah, Thrifter Wars.
So I went to go look at.
That's how you get styles by touching dirty furniture and getting confused and tired in the battlefield. Getting and then you tired, rub your eye and you got styles and you can't go thrifting properly.
Well, I'll give polyester. I'll give a shout out to the this. Business again, because I've gone there before. It's my favorite
spot.
What'd
you just say? This business began?
This business again. We've talked about it on the show.
I want to thank this business began.
Yeah. RPN over on Milwaukee Avenue.
Sure.
Yeah.
So they've got this table that they listed, and it's like perfect for when I want to put this hutch on
table
top of.
You have lost. That's why you have a sty. You've lost your mind.
Table and story. I'm like online looking for this stuff. I finally find it. I'm like, no way. And she's like, oh, I make an offer for it. The woman that has it listed, she's like, oh, well, I only work for the people that are, have like this auction house and everything. I'm like, it wouldn't happen to be RPN.
Oh.
She's like, it is. I'm like, I'll be there next week. So go take a peek at it.
I know the guys over there.
Yeah. So I went there. And
spoken like a true thrifter.
And Karen and Mike, they were interested because Karen's redoing something in her kitchen.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. And, you know, Mike doesn't know what he wants to do. He just wants to come around and hang out.
No, he's a virgin thrifter.
Yes. His parents run an antique store.
Oh, he was a veteran.
They don't run a store, but they sell them on the side. So he was interested to see what this joint was like. We had a great afternoon.
Did you guys eat?
Yeah, we ate. We went on like a little mini bar crawl in Jefferson Park here first.
Oh, nice.
So we went to Jets. A little shout out to John Eshu, who owns that.
Sure.
Had a Bloody Mary. It was wonderful.
Okay.
Had, you know, like they're like the cheese platter, like fried, you know, mozzarella sticks.
Appetizers.
We had some of that.
Bar food.
Yep. Left. Then we stopped at Jay Prusco's bar.
Shout out
to Jay. The Nest.
That's
got some pierogies there. They were excellent.
Jay's a wonderful man.
Had a smoky margarita.
Ooh.
That was good.
Nice. Sitting on top of that Bloody Mary.
Right,
and then you went table hunting. So you got drunk, ate mozzarella sticks, and went thrifting.
No, you gotta go.
That's what you're saying.
No, you drink and you celebrate the wins of your thrift after. We went thrifting first, build up an appetite going thrifting.
Yeah,
you can.
Yeah.
What'd you do with your day?
But that's not how I got the sty. If that's what everyone wants to know.
Oh yeah,
you don't get styes from thrift hunting.
You might.
But I woke up that morning and was like, I feel it.
There's people who went thrifting and never came home.
No. They just kept buying new stuff.
They ended up in 1979.
Or they ended
right.
up.
Well, you can go years, you know, be like, you know what? I want to go back to the 80s. Boom. Buy all 80s stuff.
You can do like
and sell it.
You know.
Leave your family, get an apartment.
Right.
Become an 80s guy.
Right. So in 2020, I'm going to be an 80s man. In 2030, I'm going 90s.
And no, then
I'm
70s. Going,
60s, I'm going to jump around.
Yeah,
why not?
By 2050, I'll be wearing stuff from 1910.
Man of the Decade. That's another show right there. It's about a guy who doesn't really go back in time, but he goes thrifting so much that he likes to insert himself into different time capsules of the past.
In other words, he decorates his home based on the era of how he
and hairstyle, home, clothes, shoes, car.
Speaking of time travel, Pat, Dean Stockholm.
Dean Stockwell.
Stockwell.
Yes.
Oh, the guy away. From Quantum Leap.
Yeah, he passed away.
He's Charles, oh boy.
He should have been in more stuff.
Is it
good.
Charles Cruz in Beverly Hills Cop 2?
He's in Beverly Hills Cop 2. He also plays the seedy attorney in To Live and Die in L.A.
Mm.
To Willem Dafoe's character.
He kind of had like a Peter Falk kind of charm to him.
Well, he was a child star at one time, and he was the son of entertainers. Long lineage in the Stockwell genes.
The Stockwells.
Vaudeville and Broadway players, and he was a child actor.
Aye.
So he came up, you know, he even said in his death. And we
from Billy Stye to Dean Stockwell.
Yeah, right into it.
Dude, we got any Quantum Leap music, Mike? Pull that up after the break. We'll bump right into that since we're on the Stockwell.
Bill wishes he could leap away from that.
I'd love to leap about 2 weeks ago, pre-Stye. I could live, that'd be all right.
Do a pre-Stye leap?
Pre-Stye leap.
Sounds good.
Man.
Yeah. Whenever
but
you get hosed on
cool
a bad
things,
thrift deal, I just want
to
go back.
A lot of
back.
Great things have also happened to me during this week while I've had this die.
What happened?
Just, you know, some sales wins, and, you know, I got...
Some scratch-off wins?
No scratch-off. Mm. But I got my table that I found.
You did get the table. Okay.
Oh, there was a little deposit put down. It's being picked up, you know, this weekend.
Right.
So I'm excited
about
that.
What are you going to do with it?
Set it up, baby.
Are you going to paint it or anything? Or
no, it stays.
Okay, gotcha.
You just got to set the table, folks.
That's it. Set the table,
Thanksgiving's
baby.
Coming. Set the table.
You're going to have a big banquet?
I got to get a... Now, if this is done, now I have to buy a dining room table and chairs this weekend.
Oh, jeez, wow.
Because I'm hosting.
Well, how many tables you getting?
One.
How many tables does a guy need?
A lot.
You know where else they have a great table?
Furniture reveal? Yeah, I could do that. I mean, you want me to take some pictures of the joint?
Sure. Yeah, cover it all in black silk blankets and then whip it off. You know?
Right.
Oh,
here's
yeah.
my table.
Right.
And look, I started working out.
And then you just rip your shirt off.
Okay.
Both are for sale.
I think Friday chopped the table in half.
Exactly.
Once I own it, the prices. There is no discussion on price.
You should get bonsai trees and put them all over your apartment, too.
No, that's not me.
All right.
Well, they have a beautiful garden at the Cork and Carry Irish
they
Pub.
Do.
They don't have any bonsai trees, but they did have a wonderful outdoor seating area. And
sure.
Sometimes they have a little fire pit out there, too, I believe. Mm.
Nope.
You should go there and check it out. It's the finest pub in town. There's two locations at Beverly and in Bridgeport. This show is presented by the Cork and Carry. More Hoolies Hoolie after these.
On the Death Walk of Saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Carry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Carry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Carry.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Hang in there. We're almost ready for some more of the Hoolies Hoolie. Stay tuned.
When your family has suffered a loss, the Sheehy family will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated many years of their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the Southwest suburbs.
The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted Street in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. The four provided a personal service that became a foundation for success. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. As a family-owned and operated funeral home, the Sheehys believe the one thing that separates them from the others is the personal service they can provide. The name on their sign outside the funeral home should mean something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. The Sheehy's entire staff consists of individuals who care about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Arrico, and John Sullivan, and all of their other staff take great, great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. The Sheehys pride themselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family they serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
Theorizing that one could time travel within his own lifetime, Dr. Sam Beckett stepped into the Quantum Leap Accelerator and vanished. Woke to find himself trapped in the past, facing mirror images that were not his own, and driven by an unknown force to change history for the better. His only guide on this journey is Al, an observer from his own time, who appears in the form of a hologram that only Sam can see and hear. And so Dr. Beckett finds himself leaping from life to life, striving to put right what once went wrong, and hoping each time that his next leap will be the leap home.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I just got chills, baby.
Make the popcorn.
Listen to this. Oh, yeah. It's like elevator music.
Leap was dope, though.
Leap was dope. It was, yeah, it was dope.
Leap was dope.
Well, we play that because Dean Stockwell, in honor
of Dean,
who played Al,
the hologram,
has passed away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bacula's still around, though.
Bacula's around.
His career spanned 70 years.
Wow.
As a child actor under contract at MGM, he first came to the public's attention in films such as Anchors Away, 1945. The Green
Anchors
Years.
Anchors Away, you mean?
Away. That's how I say it.
Whoa.
Anchors Away.
You say that like
I haven't heard
like
you make
say
that kind of a flub in a while.
Like creatine. You say creatine.
Yes. The Boy with Green Hair, 1948, and Kim, 1950. As a young adult, he played a lead role in the 1957 Broadway and 1959 screen adaptation of Compulsion.
Ooh.
And in 1962, Stockwell played Edmund Tyrone in the film Journey of Long Day's Journey into Night,
aye,
for which he won an Best Actor Awards at the Cannes Film Festival. Crazy career. He had his 70 years. I can't get through 70 years on here.
No.
But he was pals with, like, Neil Young was one of his good buddies.
Yeah.
And Dennis Hopper.
Yeah.
I like the company this man kept.
Yeah, he leaped around.
He leaped around, you know? His career leaped three times. He leaped three times. He was a child star. Then he was kind of a 70s kind of
hippie dude.
Hippie actor. And then he jumped into like playing CD kind of characters later, you know, later on.
Yeah.
And then he jumped into Bacula's arms for a big paycheck.
Right.
For the one that kept them going forever.
Absolutely.
He did Beverly Hills Cop, too. Was Leap probably around the same time,
yeah, but
right?
Bill, you're like, oh, you can't retire on one movie.
Oh, I know.
No.
Oh, yeah, I remember. You were in Beverly Hills Cop, too, right? What, you got a couple mil left? No. Getting checks from SAG for $2 a week.
I have nothing.
Exactly. Anyway. Amazing career, Dean Stockwell. And sometimes you do want to just leap. Bill wants to leap back to when he didn't have a sty.
Right.
Correct.
Clay, you sent me something amazing this week.
What's that?
Piece of art that you made?
I do art.
Folks, yeah, I do art. Folks, Clay sent me a picture.
It's more of a Photoshop.
It's a Photoshop.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
But it's done, beautiful. It's a picture of, originally it was a picture of Kevin Costner.
Yes.
Ernesto from the Amazon commercials.
Correct.
Larry Flint, another iconic member of this program.
And that was the original three. Yes.
All right.
Then I sent it to you.
You sent it to me, and then you sent it to Mike.
Yeah.
And Mike got Mike
got it mad.
Yeah, Mike was like, no, you can't go this far and not finish this.
Yeah.
And then he sent a picture back of David from Clear Choice.
Correct.
What, no room for me?
Right.
Boom.
And I thought to myself, what was I thinking?
Right, exactly.
Right.
You're right, Mike. Thank you.
I've half-assed this whole operation. Yeah.
So now you come and you've built something that would make Andy Warhol drool.
Yes.
He would, man. He'd love this.
I've entitled it the team photo.
It's the Hooli's Hooli team photo.
Yes.
And that's not teen photo. That's team photo.
Team.
Team.
It includes.
On the left is Steven Seagal in a kimono.
Yes.
Kevin Costner in a suit.
Correct.
Ernesto from Amazon in a baseball shirt.
Trademark baseball shirt.
Right. Mick Jagger.
Yep.
With a suit on. A shirtless Jose Canseco.
Kneeling in front.
David from Clear Choice, kind of subtly holding Canseco from the back.
Yeah.
And then Larry Flint looking very presidential.
That's right.
Yes, it's the photo.
It's wonderful.
It is gorgeous, as David from Clear Choice would say. And I couldn't. And I walk into the studio tonight, and we're late. And that's the first thing I see on the wall. And I'm like, Mike hung it.
Yeah.
And now I'm
printed it out and put it on the wall. Art style,
folks.
I signed it.
And when we beautiful.
So now it's worth $50 million.
We'll post this on our Facebook page, absolutely, for all our listeners.
Let's
out
see
there.
David LaChapelle pull that off.
He could, if he was a listener of this program, I'm sure he would.
He's out there. He's in Hollywood.
Yeah. Hey, we got to call LaChapelle.
Yeah, it's 8:10 there.
Could we? But like,
he's up.
Yeah,
he's up. I mean, call him.
But this whole thing, we were saying you could even make it bigger, make it look like a graduation photo, and you could add, you know, Zuckerberg, the Winklevoss twins, you know, like Peter North.
That's not a bad idea. Make like a big graduation picture
of
like
everybody
outside of a frat house.
Yeah,
Animal House.
Fat Joe.
Fat Joe, Big Pun.
Big Pun and Fat Joe are
DMX.
On there.
DMX.
Elijah Wood.
Just insane.
Couple aliens.
Kirk Cameron.
Elf.
Yep.
Elf's in there.
David Faustino. John Goodman.
Right. Like, the list goes on and on.
Courtney Love.
Yep.
Jeremy Irons.
Jeremy Irons, absolutely.
Got to put the greats in there, folks.
Johnny DeRito could make it to the shoot, though.
I got to create. Yeah, we got to find an actor to play Johnny DeRito first. Yeah.
I've been in kind of agent mode lately.
Oh, is that right? What do you mean?
A little bit. You guys know how I worked at. Yeah, I still work for the Chicagoland Sports Hall of Fame.
You've been walking around malls asking women if they want to do videos?
Kind of. Nah, it could come to that, though. I hope it doesn't. You know?
Yeah.
Any of you guys play sports? Want to talk about sports?
Making some videos?
Yeah. No, it hasn't come to that yet.
Right.
But it's about content. Got to have content.
Right,
Mass amounts of content.
I'm sick of content.
Right.
I'm sick of it all.
Everybody's. There's too much content.
I'm leaning towards Kaczynski style soon.
Don't say that.
Going to the woods without a phone.
I encourage you all to go to the woods without your phones.
Teddy K's now.
Right. Actually, that's kind of more like Jim Jones. Let's get going.
Ooh.
See, they're remaking the Jim Jones story.
Put all those to rest.
Yeah, Leonardo DiCaprio is going to play Jim Jones.
Oh, is he done?
Powers Booth was wonderful. It couldn't get much better.
Is he done stealing Bezos' girlfriend?
Yeah, you mentioned. What's going on there?
We'll get into that. Finish your speech.
Yes.
You were saying?
I just completely wrecked my brain. I don't remember what I was talking about. It's part of the show. It's rambling. It's talking about artwork that you created. It must have gone into something else.
A non sequitur of some sort.
I apologize.
It's all right. Anyway. What happened with DiCaprio now?
That's correct.
I mentioned his name and the whole bomb
You were
goes
mentioning
up.
Something about Bezos.
Clay did.
Yeah, Bezos was at a party with his new hot wife, and she was all over DiCaprio, and it's caught on camera, so everyone's freaking out.
And how did Leonardo react? Was he happy to have her in his presence, or was...
He smiled and nodded and walked away.
Oh, okay. So he was normal then. He wasn't like...
Yeah, but she was like, yeah.
Starstruck?
Drooling over him, basically.
Would you be more starstruck over Bezos or DiCaprio?
Neither.
Yeah, I don't think either one would be like, yeah.
I'm sure Bezos isn't surprised. I mean, that woman left her husband, who was a high-powered Hollywood agent. I forget his name now.
Yeah.
For Bezos.
Right.
She was married to an NFL football player before she was married to the other guy, the agent.
Sure.
So she jumps around, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he can't be, like, Bezos didn't get into this and think that all of a sudden she was going
to
be like...
He's in for a wild ride.
Yeah.
You know what, though? When you get to that kind of level, with that kind of money,
and
that
celebrity?
Kind of fame or celebrity... I don't think anybody with that you would consider normal would want to be in a relationship with someone.
Let me tell you,
we're talking celebrity marital boundaries, everybody.
When you have hundreds of billions of dollars,
mm-hmm. right?
It gets very weird.
It gets very strange, I would imagine. Yeah,
you got people from all over the world coming at you.
100%.
Russian astronauts, models.
Right.
Daryl Strawberry.
Doc Gooden.
Add him to the poster, folks.
Steven Seagal, Costner, Ernesto, Jagger,
the rest
Canseco.
Of the 86 Mets.
Yeah, some of the Mets.
Yeah, when you make a lot of money, things do get weird for you, I suppose. I said I was in agent mode before
yes!
that sequitur.
Yes.
Because I'm a LinkedIn boy again.
Oh, God. What are you doing?
I'm a LinkedIn boy.
Let me show you my life in jobs.
Yep. Back on it, but
like cruising it like crazy.
Well, because I work for the Chicago Land Sports Hall of Fame, we had our big event,
right?
You know, it's over, and now we're in sort of a period of like, all right, let's plan out our year. What
so
are we going to do
hunger.
Here? Yeah, you start getting your hunger going, and in the process, one of our board members, all right, at the Hall of Fame, Mike Joyce, who's an old friend, asked me to come and help him, and I've been helping him out with Nico Ali Walsh, the grandson of Muhammad Ali, who's
mm-hmm.
going to be making his third fight coming up here on December 11th at the Madison Square Garden.
Sure.
Nice.
He's on the Lomachenko, what is that his name?
Lomachenko,
yeah. Lomachenko-Comey fight.
Wow.
But I'm helping him as a brand manager a little bit and helping him try to hook up with certain brands to partner with and promote the fights. So it's been kind of fun.
Nice.
A lot of fun, actually. But you're targeting, like, you know, you go into your target mode again on LinkedIn, and it's like, how do you get, because no one answers that. You can't just have the balls to call somebody anymore and go, hey, here's what we're doing. You know, take my call. Everything has to be done via this stuff, you know?
Yeah. So you're in boxing agent mode.
Yeah, I'm not the agent.
Right.
You know, I'm just
you're
like
in the boxing world.
I'm the guy who goes, would you like to talk to us? You know, we want to talk to you about something. Follow me. You know, but it's fun. I mean, when you have that kind of cachet to that name, you know, I mean, it's Muhammad Ali. He's the greatest. You know, it's fun to start targeting people to see who will actually respond back to you.
Right.
You know, you have your spectrum of who you can target is widened immensely by brand recognition already, you know? So that is kind of entertaining for me on the LinkedIn right now.
When is that fight?
It's December 11th.
Oh, you're going, huh?
I'm going. Madison Square Garden.
I am,
MSG.
Too.
Yeah. It's at Madison Square Garden. It's we're going to go out there. Nico's going to be fighting on that undercard.
Do Hoolies return to New York?
Yeah, I haven't been to NYC in 20 years.
Wow.
Oh, we're going to go to the fight, and we got press passes. And we'll...
The last time I was, actually, it's been 21 years. I was there in 2000, the year before 9/11. That's all, I'll never forget it.
Are you going to go by your old building?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah, I absolutely want to take a walk down memory lane.
You should. Meet up with Jerky Boy Johnny.
Johnny Brennan.
He would.
I'm in New York. Oh, everybody, who wouldn't want to go to that fight?
With me.
You know? But yeah, it should be a good time. Flavor Flav will be there.
Nice.
I'll get to meet him. I'll ask him about Glenn Lerner and
he's
Roe.
My boy.
He's like, yeah, man, whatever. Yeah. So it should be a great fight, and I'm excited about this kid. Like, I've gotten to watch a lot of interviews with him and videotape in the past week to get more acclimated with him.
Yeah.
And he's special. I think if he works really hard at this, that he's going to surprise a lot of people. I mean, it's interesting that his name alone right now, he's going to be the most televised boxer in the world for 2022 with six scheduled fights. Mm-hmm. They're all going to be on TV, and they're all going to only go four or five rounds max. Right. All right? So they're going to get him acclimated to the boxing community. They're not going to let him just go out there and get killed right away. But it's going to be fun to watch him climb the ranks and, you know, get through some of these opponents. And
he's got to be at Lomachenko's pace.
Well, if he does get through these guys, then I think there's a very special thing on the rise here. This kid could actually, you know, turn out to be a really, really special thing. You know,
I think Lomachenko had like 500 amateur fights or something. The guy's insane.
Well, it's interesting. I was talking to I was talking to Mike Joyce about it today, who is Nico's uncle and manager.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "Yeah, it's interesting in the boxing world today." He's like, "You know, because of the celebrity cachet that Nico already has, you know, we could have gotten fought Jake Paul or somebody like that for a couple $1 million." He's like, "You know, it's really not about the money. This kid really wants to do this."
No one will be talking about Jake Paul boxing in 2 years.
Well,
it'll be over.
That's what the interesting conversation is like when you're working on brand building and you go after like a target of a big brand, like, you know, an Adidas or a Nike or somebody like that, you know.
I predict Jake Paul will be on the Globetrotters in 2 years.
Well, a lot of them, you know, everybody's always like, it's about money. It's always about money. It's always about money. And in this case, you know, I think for it, yes, money is a great component of the equation, right?
Yeah.
But it's not the only component.
No.
And it's interesting.
The love of boxing.
It's about the passion of the sport,
right,
and the integrity in wanting to do it yourself and not, you know, want to just cave to celebrity, right?
Yeah.
So it's about legacy, you know?
Yeah.
And he's carrying that torch well. And so that's fun to be a part of. And that's why, like, I encourage everybody to start watching. The fight's going to air right after the Heisman Trophy ceremony.
Nice.
On ESPN. So it'll be one of the most televised bouts of the year.
Which Bill's expected to
win.
And
for all our listeners in Ireland, it's on site. You can watch it in the UK.
Bill was nominated for the Heisman.
You were?
Yeah.
How'd you do it? With a sty in your eye?
With a sty in your eye.
Sty power.
Sty power. I have staying power and sty power in your mind.
They actually put a little sty on the eye of the Heisman guy for Bill.
You know what's beautiful about my new LinkedIn obsession?
What's
back
that?
Back into it. I can do it at all hours of the night and day because the
Ali. You're a creep.
Well, because that brand is a global brand. People just think I'm a workaholic. You're getting LinkedIn messages at 3 a.m. Hey, got time for a chat? How are you?
Mm-hmm. That's good, though. That's hustle.
That is hustle muscle, right?
That's right.
What are you pointing at, Mike?
I wrote a jingle for LinkedIn.
Oh, yeah.
You try to satirize the whole aspect of LinkedIn to yourself after a while of being on it. You're like, okay. Oh, man. The jingle goes a little bit like this. It goes, "Let me show you my life in jobs."
That's it.
That's it?
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then it goes, LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Let me show you my life in jobs. It's like a nationwide design your size. Like we're gonna start seeing commercials for LinkedIn. You know.
Let me show you my life in jobs.
A one, a two. Let me show you my life in jobs.
Yeah. You could do that song in Spanish probably too.
Yeah, we were discussing that because Clay and I thought.
Me llamo LinkedIn.
Déjame mostrarte mi vida en trabajos. El LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike. A little throwback to our LinkedIn obsession. Yeah.
That's got
to
take off.
That
jingle. Too good.
I'm an influencer now. I'm a LinkedIn influencer.
You're a psychopath.
I mean, essentially, that's what I'm doing right now on this show. I'm talking about it. You know? I gotta get the word out. Right? Every bit of my life has got to be about getting the word out. Branding.
You know,
what are you doing right now
promote.
For yourself?
Right.
I've watched, you know, just being on the stupid phone all day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing more and more of TikTok videos, just people dancing.
Have you seen these guys?
I'm an island boy.
You see those guys?
No, I don't think so.
These two twins from Florida, they've got like, their hair looks like.
Oh, yes, I have seen that.
It looks like they got like, pineapples on their heads.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean they got braided hair?
What are they? Are they rappers or something?
They're two twin brothers that like gained like, I don't know, like not Instagram or TikTok fame.
Sure.
And it was the two of them like in a hot tub going, "I'm an island," and they're like rapping.
Are they from Jamaica?
No.
Oh. They're from the Bronx or something?
They're from Florida.
Oh, gross.
But they've got, you know, the grills and tattoos all over their faces, and now they think they're like, there they are, these two guys.
Oh, yeah, just because they're shocking looking.
Oh, they do look like Pineapple Boys. What do they call them? Island Boys? That's what they call themselves?
He's wearing bull shorts.
Yeah, he does have some Chicago Bulls shorts
on.
I'll
give him that.
Who do they look like? They look like that.
They look like Insane Clown Posse.
Who's the rapper? Takeshi or whatever his name is?
Takeshi 6ix9ine?
Yeah.
That guy? Yeah.
That guy.
No, they actually look like Travis Barker-ish.
Travis Barker and Takeshi 6ix9ine morphed?
I like how the dude's just got his feet in the water. He's just playing it safe.
Yeah, this is just. He doesn't want to show that he really can't dance,
that he can't swim.
Yeah.
Oh, well, wow. We're doing a radio show. Show, and we're commenting on TikToks as they happen in front of our
face. It's just gotten so obnoxious.
That thing's gotten out of control. That
TikTok's gotten obnoxious. Instagram's obnoxious. I don't even see pictures of my friends anymore. It's all ads. It's all. I'm done with. I already quit Facebook 5 years ago. I'm almost done with all of it. I'm going back.
Good for you.
To paper, pens, pencils, markers.
That's a good idea because from the brand
paper, pen, pencils, and markers,
cameras. Going to Walgreens and picking up pictures. You know, I'm going to be that guy.
Mike,
you want to find me?
Notes.
I'll be at Walgreens picking up my photos.
Mike says notes, writing everything down.
Everything. Notes.
Bill, you want Billy posted notes. Yeah. You wanted to
envelopes,
go.
Yep. Paper, stamps, photos.
Mike first put that up, and I wasn't reading it well, and I thought it meant hooves. Like, we're all going to start wearing,
I'll wear hooves. I don't care. Hooves. I'll clip-clop around a little bit.
I was like, looking at it, I was like, hooves? What?
That's the answer. To those people who are unvaccinated, we give you hooves. You don't have to wear a mask anymore, but you're all going to clip-clop around so we know who you are.
So we know you're coming.
So as you're clip-clopping, we can run across the street and scatter.
That's
and
correct.
And get horseshoed.
Right.
Yeah.
All of you will be horseshoed.
And those that get out of
to
line
solve
will
the
be,
problem,
will
we
be
will nail an iron horseshoe to your
Kevin
foot.
Kevin Costner will be applying horseshoes to all of you. Get in line.
That would be exhausting for
the
Costner.
Line forms outside of Walgreens.
Operation Clip-Clop.
Yep.
That's the solution.
I love it.
President Biden, what's the status on Operation
Clip-Clop? Putting hooves on these SOBs.
We got a shortage of hooves. I can't get these hooves from China quick enough.
They're not getting
Bezos priming me 24-hour delivery.
Bezos donates 24 million hooves for Operation Clip-Clop effort.
He's enraged about DiCaprio.
Right.
He's not thinking straight.
Oh, wow.
Let's play a song. You want to?
Yeah.
I got one.
All right.
You got one? Let's think about what we've been talking about.
You've been hearing Christmas music lately?
We can't play it. I got hooves on my mind.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Any song containing hooves that's not Christmas related?
Oh, right.
I can't do that yet.
No. What, no Christmas music yet?
Well, the Clydesdales had hooves.
Sure.
You know, you could hear that in the commercial.
Yeah. Are any commercials bothering you this week?
Oh, man.
What do you got?
Well, Ernesto is still around.
Yeah, he's let him go.
Yeah, no, I've been okay on the commercial front.
Nothing too bad.
Not getting too upset.
No.
I don't know, you know, like... Mike Lindell's got these.
My pillow?
Now he's got slippers.
Oh,
Mike Lindell slippers.
God, they're the most comfortable slippers you've ever seen.
You gotta keep the hustle rolling.
I know, and I'm like, this guy is something else.
Yeah, he's too much.
Have you ever seen?
Too much.
Oh, wild horses. I like that.
Beautiful. Sure. Yeah, clip clop.
Clip clop. Operation clip clop.
Mm-hmm.
Graceless lady. somebody to show me the sign. No sweeping exits. Oh, off stage lines could make me feel bitter.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, where you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
Chicago firefighters first formed an independent firemen's association in 1901. firefighter delegates met in 1918 at the American Federation of Labor Convention to form the International Association of Firefighters. Chicago, having been the second organization to join the American Federation of Labor, they were designated as IAFF Local 2. Over the next 100 years or so, Local 2 has been tempered through turbulent times and survived to prosper. In 1980, a contentious strike almost split the union, but the Brotherhood of the Barrel prevailed. Today, it's a stronger union because of that, as Local 2 is forever negotiating benefits for their members. Ask any of the members and they will tell you, as the faces of our ranks change over time, the men and women of Local 2 will always stand steadfast in our resolve to aid and assist those who find themselves in dire situations. Our brotherhood is our bond, and we celebrate our differences as a way to better serve the citizens of Chicago and keep each other safe. For more info, go to IAFF2.org.
Don't touch that dial. The Hooli's Hooli returns in just a moment.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
On the Death Walk of Saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
Yes. Welcome back, Hooli's Hooli, fourth quarter of the program. You guys getting excited for Thanksgiving?
Not really.
Hey, man, I haven't had turkey in a while.
I did the other night. I went to the Emerald Society, had their little turkey.
Oh, that's right, yes.
Ooh, at the nice. FOP Hall downtown.
Yeah.
Good time.
Yeah, yeah.
But I had the turkey and the stuffing and the mashed potatoes and the cranberry. I got a preview, did the whole deal.
Nice.
Pumpkin pie.
Ooh, yeah.
It was nice.
It's a good evening.
But I went home and I fell asleep like within like 10 minutes of being home.
That's the idea.
I was just like, ba-boom.
You mentioned Flavor Flav before.
Yeah.
He's known for wearing a clock around his neck.
He is. He's Nico Ali Walsh's godfather, if you can believe that.
That's amazing.
Isn't it?
I mentioned, I think a few weeks ago, my buddy Pat Bremer.
Mm-hmm.
Was starting a watch company, a wristwatch company.
Yeah.
Called Bremoir is what I call it.
Yeah.
Bremoir.
Cool.
And I purchased one.
Let me see this.
And I brought it with me.
Ooh.
Take a look.
Ooh.
Now, this is the Lexington model.
Yep.
All right. This is an Art Deco
design. It is an Art Deco design.
It's actually based off the Chrysler building. So the little details in there, like the hour hands and stuff, it's all based off the Chrysler building. But it's nice. It's got good, you know, weight to it.
It's an automatic sweeping hand.
Sweeping hand with a nice band.
Self-winding.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Shout out to you, Pat. These are nice.
Yeah, so get on the website there, bremoir.com, Bremoir.
Wow. Yes, and, very very sharp. All you watch nerds out there will dig those for sure.
Get one for
I want one. That might
for
be
your dad for Christmas.
That might be a Christmas gift to me for Christmas.
There you go.
Like that. God those are sharp.
So, Pat, good luck with everything in there.
Yeah, I'm starting to think about Christmas gifts. My kids are already asking me for... My son Mike still wants... and he wants a Pennywise animatronic for Christmas.
You got to get him out of Halloween
which
mode.
Which is like the most disturbing thing. Like, what do you want for Christmas? I want a replica of a clown that kills children to put on my lawn. That's what I want for
year
Christmas.
Round.
It's like, what, is that dark?
So he wants to put it out year round.
No, like finally came around today and he was like, what about a PS5? You know, so like he's
PS5, those are like a nickel right now, man. Maybe more.
Yeah, but to save my son from just depression later in life from watching killer clowns all day might be
worth it.
A good investment.
Okay. Yes.
You know, kids are raised on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Can't control what they're looking at anymore.
You got to be careful.
You can't be careful. You can filter, and it just filters into a different hole, you know? And you're like, oh, boy, here we go.
Yeah,
it's never ending.
My 4-year-old daughter's watching like 15-year-old Russian girls, you know, put on makeup.
So, oh, okay.
What the hell's going on over here?
Yeah.
How'd you get veered on this road?
Yeah. She's watching 14-year-old Russian girls putting on makeup.
Yeah. Like Slovenia, this is a purple glitter.
Oh, yeah. Like makeup
it's
tutorials.
It's geared towards little kids, but.
Right.
It can get creepy quick.
Real quick. Like the whole...
Putin pops in, like, vote for me.
Yes, exactly. Keep watching.
I'm taking over the earth.
Right. Who wants candy?
Nice lipstick, ladies. Anyway, bye.
If you had a TV show that was just called Putin Pop-Up,
where he pops in and threatens the world.
He pops
every
in with
so often.
He just pops in with like non sequiturs, like Buccaneers 34, Bears 10. You know, smash cuts back to a conversation somewhere else.
Just in a park, like shovel like, over his shoulder.
Like Putin ordering a beef. You know, beef sweet dipped, hot on the side.
Yep.
Yeah, I like it.
I love it. The Putin pop-up show.
Yeah,
absolutely. Something to think about, Hollywood.
Let's write him a letter.
We don't have to pay Putin rights to his images, do we?
He'll be into it.
Of course he will.
Like, sounds great.
So yeah, that's what I was kind of worried that we were saying about paying for images, you know, this beautiful piece of artwork.
Yes.
Like, you know, if we wanted to mass produce it for all you fans out there, because it would look wonderful in a, you know, in a dorm
we'll
room.
Put it on the Hulu's Hooli thingy.
Right.
But I don't
Is
know.
Is that you wheezing, Bill?
Yeah. Just,
good Lord.
Jeez. You got a nicotine ghost in your throat.
You sure do.
I have a sty.
You got a nicotine banshee.
I'm falling apart, everyone.
It's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, Bill. That picture is going to be worth a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you brought that to your Thanksgiving Day table, I mean, just laughs for hours.
You should send that to the Art Institute.
I that's what I think, Clay. Like, we go real serious with this. Like, this is a real reflection of
the ridiculousness of society.
Of what pop culture has done to our generation. This is what we know. You know?
Seagal Costner.
How do you identify? That's our fingerprint. That's the show's fingerprint right there.
If you've lost touch with what's going on, we're speaking about the Seagal Costner Ernesto photo.
We are.
It's on the Facebook Hooli Hooli.
Maybe that's maybe it's an NFT.
Oh, now we're talking.
Like
get Musk involved.
Oh well, he'll be on the next one. There's another issue.
You got to know if you make the cut, you got to earn it.
Yeah,
Musk, Branson,
I'll have Musk and Bezos have a bidding war over the next piece of art. Who wants to be on it?
Wouldn't that be great if Bezos bought a piece of pop art with him standing next to Larry Flynt
for $200 million? Yeah, it would be
like
great.
You bought that silly photo. It's one of a kind.
I had to have it.
It's an NFT. It's digital.
I showed it to DiCaprio.
They put that picture up in one of the space rockets.
They did.
That people can look at it while they're
actually,
going to space.
It's the last page of the flight plan.
Yes,
the book they give them.
Yeah.
Like, before you go on, just in case you guys forget, take a look at this.
You go to space with Musk.
And you guys are scared.
Right. That's what Matt Nagy showed Justin Fields in the playbook the other night. When he went nuts
when
and scored that play, he goes, "What's the play?" And he just opened it and went, "That's the play." See it? Look at Ernesto Seagal, Costner, Jagger, David from Clear Choice, Canseco, and Larry Flynt, and then go out there and hike the ball.
And lose the game.
Hike the ball. I didn't know NFL football players were going hike.
Oh, yeah, they brought hike back.
Is hike back?
Oh, yeah.
Hike!
When ready, I played, set, hike, they say.
Ready, set,
hike. Ready, set, hike!
I don't know if anybody says hike anymore. I said hike.
That's what you do at the end, at the beginning of a sales meeting. Ready, set, hike. Here we go.
Patty, do you have a Twitter account?
Not
for business purposes.
Yeah.
Are you friends with Tom Brady on LinkedIn?
I've tried. He hasn't updated his LinkedIn in years.
It still says
he's like a junior analyst at like Merrill, like his first job, like he has summer internship while he was at
Michigan. Before he played football?
Yeah, like with like Merrill Lynch one summer, right?
Well, send him a note and see if he'll say hike next week.
All right. Hey, the cadence needs to go back to hike.
Can we get a hike out of you, buddy?
Right. Yeah. It was a beautiful fall day last week, and I brought Mikey to the park, the Dominican Priory by our house.
Sure.
That's where, you know, they have high school football games and the tons of trees and the colors are changing and then this beautiful football field.
Mm.
So I was like, Mikey, let's go out there and throw the ball around. You know, yeah. Such a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
So we did, and I was kind of doing the cadence with, he was like playing wide receiver. I was doing the cadence like Tom Brady, you know.
All-time QB.
North 42, you know, Omaha, you know, getting into it, having fun.
Were you firing the ball at him?
Yeah, but he's absolutely fire that pigskin at your son if you want him to grow up tough.
That's right. That's how they do it in Texas.
No, yeah, I was. He was getting into it. It was like it was a special time. It was the first time that I could see him like getting interested in the game.
Nice.
You know? And the cadence, that element brought his interest to it, you know. So then he started doing it.
But yeah.
I threw a hike in there.
Yeah.
I said, hut one, hike.
Hike feels good.
Hike does feel good.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's been my week.
Nice.
It's been my week, you know, that and then a little LinkedIn action.
Sure.
And then, you know, getting involved with the whole Ali Walsh camp and getting excited and pumped for that trip to New York and that fight.
It's going to be nice.
It is going to be nice. So that's been my week. Billy's got a sty, you know.
Yep. Yeah.
We're getting ready for Thanksgiving. I haven't bought a Christmas tree yet. I'm thinking about, you know, I saw a couple.
You always get one like the second week of December.
I saw one at Lowe's the other day for like $130 and it was a fakie, but it looked real good.
Mm.
And I thought, you know what? I think I might not. I'm done. I'm done with the annual investment of $100. I'm just going to get this for a few years.
There you go.
You know?
Doesn't make a mess.
Consumer details.
Right. You know, there might be a shortage on those coming soon. Who knows?
Right.
We've been warned about all of this.
Right.
Did we choose a song for the outro?
We did. Mike's got one.
Ooh, what do we got?
All right.
Oh, yes. The one I suggested?
Oh.
Beautiful.
Oh, okay. PM Dawn, right?
Let's do it.
Clay wanted to play PM Dawn at the break. Mike said, what should we go out with? A little PM Dawn. Nothing.
It's the first thing that came to my head.
Nothing says November like PM Dawn.
No.
Right. What is it? Is it Promise of a New Day?
No. It's Set Adrift.
Set Adrift.
Yeah.
Oh, Paul Abdul's Promise of a New Day, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sorry. If you've enjoyed the last hour of this program, and I hope you have, you can find archives if you go to hibernianradio.org or you search for Hooley's Hooley Show at iTunes. Want to thank the sponsors again. That's the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub here in Chicago in the Bridgeport and Beverly neighborhoods.
Sure is.
Fox's Beverly Pizza, Flood Brothers Disposal, the International Association of Firefighters Local Union 2, and Guinness Irish Stout.
Yes.
Enjoy your PM. Corners of my mind, and I just put it right back with the rest. That's the way it goes.